This is Dick. Would you ask the guys there to determine whether they want me to do a 47 or leave it the way it is? I want to play with P-37 a little bit later. Roger, Dick. What I'd like to do is go ahead and leave the state vector in there that I've got and see if I can improve on it with the next series of marks.
I think we concur. That sounds good. Go ahead and do it that way.
Thank you.
And Dick, when you like, we can take a look on at your next set of P-23s on page 3-173. And look at your second optic scale.
What do you mean the second one?
Okay, well you do the first one and then about 30 minutes later, 30 or 40, you probably want to pick up a second one.
Yeah, that's true. If I get myself a gear and get going, I can get all of those in before 30 minutes are up. However, go ahead.
Okay, if you don't get them all in before you require another one. Perhaps the easiest way to do it is to just pitch up 37.5 degrees so that you, your zero line of sight is then right along star 160. That's probably the smallest attitude change.
Yeah, in other words, go ahead and pitch up 57.5 and use star 160 for the intrinsic bias count.
Roger, that's the star you happen to be going to next. That's affirmative. That's the star you happen to be working with.
Okay, I'll do 160. I should get that in another half hour with no strain. I'll do star 160, and then pitch up 57.5, do a cal, and press on.
Roger. Actually, any star you're working with, whether it's 160, 171, or 163, whichever one you happen to be at.
Okay.